The Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I truly welcome you to a true prophetic message out of your Holy Bible, which is the Word of Almighty God. And I call your attention to this profound truth, that this is a free voice, and this is a ministry of restoration with God's true prophetic message, restoring the guideposts, the beacons, the landmarks that are revealed in our Holy Bible, which blind and deceitful preachers and teachers have destroyed. Jesus has proclaimed that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, that is, from sin and its deadly consequences. And I pray the Lord today will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message sent in Holy Ghost anointing right out of your Holy Bible. We continue on the message today entitled, The Real Jesus or Another Jesus, and how to really know Jesus. How do you tell if you really know Jesus? And I begin with a scripture found in your Holy Bible in 1 John 3 and verse 6. Whosoever abideth in Christ sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Whosoever abideth in Christ sinneth not. And whosoever sinneth hath not seen Christ, neither known Christ. Well, that's a very revealing statement there from the great apostle John, who was a beloved apostle of Jesus Christ, that he wrote concerning how do we really know Jesus. Well, today we've got a lot of professors, but not possessors of what the Bible commands us to possess as being true Christians. You know, a true Christian is something almost becoming extinct here in this old sick society of ours. That is, I mean, a Christian that really manifests true Christianity, the love of God, that discipline that the Bible teaches, that lifestyle that the Bible teaches, the holiness that the Bible teaches. And in the back of your blessed old Holy Bible, the Word of God, in the book of Jude, beginning in verse 17, it's only one chapter, next to the last book in your New Testament, here's what the brother Jesus Christ prophetically declared to us that would be something that we would witness here in this end time old sick society. He said, Beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember this, he says, how that they told you that in the last times there would be mockers, and that's mimickers or hypocrites, that would walk after their own ungodly lust. And these be they who would separate themselves, sensual, fleshly that is, not having the Spirit. They would claim they would have the Spirit, but they would not have the Spirit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest dangers of this end time generation are false prophets, counterfeit Bibles, and phony conversions that are presenting perils to this young society that we're it's growing up right here in the midst of us elders, and they are absolutely despairing of finding their way. And no wonder the great prophet of Jesus Christ cried out prophetically centuries ago. In Amos 8 and verse 13, he said, "The days come, saith the Lord, that I'll send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they'll wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They'll run to and fro to seek the word of God and not find it. And in that day the young men and fair virgins would faint for thirst, trying to hear the word of God." You see, ladies and gentlemen, when an individual, a preacher, a Christian, or a sinner, anybody, rejects the word of God, you reject Jesus Christ. For the Bible said, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." That was Christ. That's found in your Holy Bible in St. John's Gospel, the first chapter. Well, we're living in a day when phoniness, that is, just somebody deceiving us, is the devil's greatest weapon with which he uses to delude the masses of this end time. And there's a mastermind behind this old insidious plot to lead men astray and into hell through religion. And that mastermind, of course, is Satan the devil himself, because he's the world's greatest counterfeiter. His clever imitations of God's true word, of God's holy ministers, and of God's pure saints are cunningly fashioned close to the borderline of true resemblance to a true saint of Jesus Christ. And we have to find in the Bible how we can tell a phony, counterfeit Christian or preacher from a true saint of God and a true man of God. Well, we're living in a day when people are believing on another Jesus who will permit an individual to sin daily, live like the world without the fear of God in him. And this is producing, this kind of preaching is producing a phony conversion, henceforth a counterfeit Christian. Well, we need to remember the words that have been prophesied to us here, as I've read to you out of your Holy Bible from St. John, the great apostle of Jesus Christ, and from Jude, another apostle. Now for the words of Jesus Christ himself about this business of how to really know the Lord. In Luke, the 14th chapter, beginning in verse 25, here's a great revelation. Luke 14, verse 25. The scripture says, "There went a great multitude with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, If any man will come to me and hate not his father, his mother, his wife, his children, his brothers, his sisters, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." Of course, that's comparative, that your love for God and Jesus Christ has to be almost as hate, that love that you have for your mother, father, children, and sisters and brothers. All right, that's one qualification. Another, in verse 27, "And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Do you see the restrictions here put upon discipleship of following Jesus Christ? All right, verse 33 in Luke, the 14th chapter, from the words of Jesus Christ. "So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." How about all the people today pretending, claiming, testifying that they're disciples of Christ or they're really born-again Christians, when the scripture says, unless you forsake yourself, your everything you have, unless you take up your cross, unless you hate everything in comparison to your love for God, you cannot be a disciple of Christ. Well, I tell you what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. The great apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11 and 4, "For there's those that come that preach another Jesus." They preach another Jesus, and that's the kind of a Jesus that will let you sin, let you live like the world, let you get out here and dress like the world and go to worldly places, and your lifestyle doesn't measure up to the performance that God requires and has manifested in this great book called the Holy Bible. And you know what the Bible labels those who pervert the true gospel of Jesus Christ? The bargain counter preachers and teachers that tell you that you can be saved or be a disciple of Christ without repenting, without giving up your sins, without giving up your evil habits and living a holy lifestyle. You know what the Lord calls them in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15? He says, "Such are false apostles, they're deceitful workers. they transform themselves into the apostles of Christ. And he says, hey, this is no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if Satan's ministers be transformed into the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. See, there's an end of all of this. Well, we've got to realize that Jesus Christ, his apostles, they warned us of the dangers and perils we would encounter in this end time because of these counterfeit Bibles, these false prophets, and these phony Christians that people look at and want to mimic their lifestyle and model their lives after. We cannot do that. Jesus said, warningly, in Luke 12 and verse 1, he said, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. You know, hypocrites and mimickers abound in this church of our day. You know, they have an old phony teaching in the church today of the end time that says the tares and the wheat, that is the children of the devil, or the sinners and the Christians, should grow up in the church together, when Jesus revealed very perfectly that the tares grow in the world, the Christians in the church, but out here in the world, in the marketplace, in the workplace, you grow together. But in the church, you separate. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, a real man of God is a true separator. He separates the chaff from the wheat, the Christians from the sinners. I mean, in worship, in fellowship, in communion, in being in the church together. Well, God says in the Bible, you go to a church where you can hear the true message of God's word. Don't listen to a compromising preacher, and don't rejoice with a worldly crowd, the mixed multitude of professing Christians, or they will overcome you. Everywhere in the Bible, you find a true man of God at work. He separates God's or Christ's disciples from those that are not believers or non-believers of the word of God. Well, soothsaying preachers and deceitful workers who witness about a Jesus who will save an individual without true repentance and forsaking all of his evil habits and worldliness, they have the spirit of error, and they can be recognized very simply as God's word reveals. And here it is, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that knoweth not God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That's in your Holy Bible, ladies and gentlemen. 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 5 and 6. Well, God calls these counterfeiting, demon-seducing spirits that are at work in churches, in preachers, in Christians that are counterfeits. I mean professing Christians. They make people, these seducing spirits, counterfeiting demons, they make people religious without being truly born again. And most preachers today are compromisers, and they preach another Jesus for a crowd, for money, for popularity. Their men are crowd pleasers, and the world heareth them. And most of these compromisers, if you'll notice carefully, they use counterfeit Bibles, which is the gravest danger the devil's imposed on our sick society, like the Old Living Bible, the Good News for Modern Man, the International Bible, and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, this warning is from the Holy Ghost, and I pray that you'll take ears in hear and understand. Shall we pray? Lord, grip every heart and soul in the power and divine persuasion of the Word of God in this Holy Ghost revelation, and catch them in the grip and lead them away from these perils and dangers, we ask in Jesus' name, and amen. Our time's quickly going. This is Brother Ray Pringle. This is the Word of Prophecy Fellowship. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. If you appreciate this broadcast and straightforward messages daily, well, they're true and vital. I hope you'll share a gift with us this week, and you'll write me and that letter, and we'll mail you our monthly newsletter or magazine as you request it. Be sure to write me this week, I pray. This is Brother Ray Pringle saying, may God grip your heart in this message with its power and persuasion till the next broadcast is our prayer for you.